Zeppelin. Stevie and I were right in the thick of it. Red got knocked down by this big native guy.
Dad, I can't get into this now. It's long distance. But that means you were in New Zealand during the war.
Haven't thought about it in years.
You never told me.
I didn't think you'd be interested. That orange ballroom is sure a great place to meet girls. If you're ever there, you should go.
I will, Dad.
Hey, when are you coming over?
Not for a while. I'm away on business. Now, you're not forgetting to eat, are you?
I had a special on that spaghetti I like at the A&P. I bought 12 cans.
Well, just make sure you open them and eat what's inside.
What? Oh, sure. Hey, you should come over. The Orioles are playing the Red Sox.
I have to go now, Dad. Look after yourself.
You enjoy your stay in New Mexico.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye, son. God bless.
Huh. So Matta was right.
How you going, Karen?
The place is a mess.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back.
What's up, Frank? You look worried.
You remember that fellow Helen used to get in to help at the station?
Vaguely.
Yeah, Clive something or other.
Yeah, why do you need to know?
Well, I got a job from him. I've been trying to track him down.
Wish I could help you.
Yeah, me too. Hang on. Do you still have that stuff of Helen's I gave you?
Yeah.
Was her address book in there?
Oh, I'll have it. Moody. Clive Moody.
That's it. Clive bloody Moody. Thanks, Karen.
What's the rush, Frank? You win lotto or something?
Oh, not now. I'm busy.
I'm reporting back, Frank. Edith said it's okay to do the clearing.
Oh, yeah, right. Great. Anything else?
Yeah, what about getting into the station?
Well, I'm working on it.
Thanks for your help, Mutter. Have a beer on the house. I appreciate everything you're doing. Well, gee, thanks, Frank. Any time.
Who's Mutter talking to?
No one.
Of course. Well, you win, Mutter.
Good. Buy me a beer.
Sure. Karen, two beers, please.
Good morning, Karen. Nice to see you. Don't you look nice? May I have two beers, please? Sure, I'll just drop everything and serve you.
What's going on with you two?
A little appreciation goes a long way.
Okay, thank you, Karen. I appreciate everything you're doing for me.
Put a sock in it.
And thank you, Mata.
But what are you thanking me for?
I thought you felt a little underappreciated.
Not by you. Now, what did I win?
I just spoke to my father. He was here during the war.
Oh.
So I guess I have to accept that I'm the stranger in your prophecy.
Oh, well, next round's on you, too.
Well, until I find a way to disprove it.
Good luck.
So I don't get killed in this prophecy, do I?
Not everyone in it is doomed.
Helen was?
Aye.
Well, is anyone else supposed to die?
Aye. Look for the passing of a great child of Tongaroa, and note that its death will be a lonely one. This will signal the death of a great matriarchal figure.
So a child of Tongaroa is going to die?
Aye. Tongaroa is the god of the sea.
A child of the god of the sea? Well, that could be a fish or anything.
A great child.
So a big fish. What about the matriarch? Who's that?
I'm not sure.
Well, can any of this be prevented?
If it could, then Helen would still be alive.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.